Indigenous organisations are worried cuts in the budget will affect Aboriginal people more than other Australians. The government has outlined more than $500 million in cuts to Indigenous programs, including health, but it's not yet clear exactly where those cuts will fall. Groups at the coalface are urging the government to maintain frontline services and focus the cuts on administration. From Darwin, Michael Coggan reports.
The budget has outlined more than $530 million in savings from Indigenous programs over the next 5 years. The government says it will cut duplication and waste to make the savings from a range of unspecified programs, including Indigenous health. More than 150 programs and activities are being streamlined into five priority areas.
We think our people will suffer disproportionately under budget measures, not just general measures such as the Medicare co-payment and the raising of the pension age, given that we're amongst the sickest and the most marginalised and poorest of Australians, but also the specific measures around Indigenous affairs are of serious concern to us.
Kirsty Parker from the representative body, the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, says without more detail, the cuts will create policy confusion.
We predicted when the Commission of Audit recommended this collapsing of something like 150 programs into 6 or 7, and we note that the government's gone even further, that it would lead to policy confusion in this space that we can ill afford.
The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, says the cuts to Indigenous programs are designed to get rid of duplication and waste. There's agreement among Indigenous organisations something does need to be done about high levels of spending on government administration. Kirsty Parker again.
The highest level of duplication is occurring within the bureaucracy. We've seen the chairperson of the Indigenous Advisory Council, Warren Mundine, estimate that something like a third of the amount of money that is ostensibly spent on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander programs never leaves the doors of bureaucracy.
The Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, has told the Senate the savings from Indigenous programs will be focused on cutting red tape in the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet.
We won't be having any impact on the ground to frontline services. We believe that the harvest of efficiencies through administration can be there. There'll be no impact on the ground. And this is because, I say that with confidence, because of the complete mess in this area by those opposite.
But there are concerns beyond the administrative cuts. The Larrakia Nation Aboriginal Corporation provides services to Aboriginal people living on the streets of Darwin. The corporation's CEO, Ilana Eldridge, is worried about the impact of mainstream cuts to access to youth unemployment benefits.
Well, I would think that you could potentially have an increased level of sort of hopelessness attitudinally. I think there could be an increase in substance abuse and illicit kind of activities.
A cut to funding for Aboriginal legal aid services has been held off until 2015-16, but Priscilla Collins from the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency says there is already a high level of unmet need.
You might cut funding to the Aboriginal legal services, but that's not going to cut the number of people going into the courts every day. Those people are going to need legal representation, and if we're not there to be there, what that means is that the courts are going to get clogged up.
Indigenous legal and health services are concerned that direct budget cuts will affect frontline services, and there's uncertainty over the future of 28 Indigenous children and family centres across the country. Senator Scullion is blaming the previous government for failing to set up the centres properly.
Was there any contingency for actually staffing the centres? Oh no, no, we don't worry about that. We'll just build a building and suddenly it will be solved magically. We know now, Mr. President, that that simply isn't going to happen.
Aboriginal organisations are still waiting to hear the detail of budget cuts and what they will mean for Indigenous people across the country. The National Congress is one organisation that has been given clarity. Congress's running budget of $15 million over the next 3 years has been axed. Kirsty Parker.
We are going to have to appeal to other Australians, decent, fair-minded Australians, to do what this government has been unable to do, and that is to support the self-determination of our people, to ensure that it is our people that are principally involved in the design of the programs that will meet the many challenges ahead of us.
That's Kirsty Parker from the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, sending that report from Michael Coggan.